On this week's Parsha, just my nephew's bar mitzvah, his first Shabbos, I actually had a mechayev to come up with something. It's one of the most fascinating stories in the Torah, the most tragic stories in the Torah, in Parsha Skukas, is of course the story of Moshe Rabbeinu with the rock and the Mamre Riva. And many, many Rishonim try, at odds, that find it very difficult to come to terms with what was wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu. Did Rashi says there was a Kal V'Chomer. If I had spoken to the rock, then Klal Yisrael would have learned, and certainly that they should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says it's because he got angry, Shimuno Hamorim, right, and led Klal Yisrael to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with them for what they did. The Ramban quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel that Min HaSel HaZeh Notzi Lachem Mayim, that we're going to bring out the water. They misled the Klal Yisrael in that way. The Svi D'Yesh, Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah that says, Hashem is Hanifli Beglalchem. There are two ways of understanding Beglalchem. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says Beglalchem because of you, Be'ashmaschem, and it could be also because Be'el Bonchem, because of something that I did, I wronged you. So the Svi D'Yesh explains that what the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be saying is that when Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's first instinct was to react in a similar way that he reacted in past times when Klal Yisrael came to with complaints to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Svi D'Yesh said that he missed an important cue on this occasion. Klal Yisrael, this was not the same generation that left Mitzrayim. This was the generation of the children who had seen all the mistakes of their parents. They were they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. It can't be that they were actually doubting the Kaddish Baruch Hu in the same way that the previous generation doubted the Kaddish Baruch Hu's ability to provide water. On the one hand, says the Svi D'Yesh, they were thirsty, they were suffering, their children were crying out, water, we need water, we don't have anything to drink after Miriam died. On the other hand, they knew that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could provide for them. He provided them for the last 40 years. So why won't he provide for them now? All they needed was one word of encouragement, some compassionate response on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that would have led to the tremendous Kiddush Hashem. They would have cried out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they would have accepted Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they would have gotten the water, and they would have entered Eretz Yisrael on this high note. Instead, Moshe Rabbeinu missed this opportunity. It was a missed opportunity on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu and the misjudging of Klal Yisrael on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu that was the mistake that was made even by the greatest of all people, the Adon HaNavi Moshe Rabbeinu.